With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right. So your best friend has a crush on this guy, but every time she tries to describe him, she keeps calling him funky.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Patrick.
So is the question, what do you do
again? No, this is a typical homo hot take.
Right.
We will never know what the question is.
Right. It's implied. What do you do is implied. At this point, we've been doing this for 2 years. Come
it's
on.
It's true. What do you do?
I still appreciate the form you of the hot take.
You want the prompt. You want the
yes.
Alex Trebek.
I
want
to know what I say next.
Okay, gotcha.
I would need to get a visual on this guy.
I think I would. Are we being honest?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I have at least once gone funky. What? Because it's such a weird thing for an actual adult to say.
She's like, I know. But I mean, seriously,
like
if you met him, he's like so funky. Like she just
like
doubles
he smells.
Down. She no.
Like he has like, a funk.
No, he like wears this like blue tank top underneath like a blue bowling shirt, but he lets the bowling shirt like sort of drape off his shoulders like while he dances.
This is already better though, because now we're getting information.
He's funky.
If she just kept saying like, I don't know, he's funky. I don't know how else to say it. Like he's just a really funky guy.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things where like you keep asking, and she's like, "Look, I know it sounds crazy, but like I can't come up with any other word. Like the only word that works is funky. He's just so funky. If you saw him, you would know he's funky."
After seeing Inception for the first time, my friend Shelby was like, "I really liked," and then she said the character's name. It was Tom Hardy's character, and I don't remember because I don't remember much about Inception. But I was like, "Oh, who was that?" And she said, "The cheeky one." And I said, what? She said, the cheeky one. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm just like, you know, the cheeky one. And she wouldn't go for a synonym.
Is she British?
No.
She doesn't get to use
that casually.
She grew up in Osceola, Wisconsin. She's about as far from a British person as you can be.
Well, I don't know. Like those Lacrossians are pretty.
I've never seen Inception. I know.
That's pretty good.
It's one of my big.
It's a little funky, to be honest.
It's like no other word to describe it. It's just.
It's not that funky.
It's not that funky.
But it has good performances.
Mm-hmm. So, but were you about to say that no one in that movie is that cheeky?
No.
No, he is.
Tom Hardy is the cheeky one. Remember, he pulls out a big gun and he makes a joke about his big gun and he's like flirting with Joseph Gordon-Levitt the whole time. He's acting pretty fucking cheeky.
All right, he's cheeky.
He's cheeky.
Yeah,
he's
but you can stop and explain it in a different way.
You kind of just did.
Yeah.
I know. If I had been there, I would have turned to him and like, obviously, Patrick, she's talking about Tom Hardy.
I mean, after like 30 seconds, it becomes like a matter of principle where you're like, no, tell me who you mean.
The cheeky one.
But yeah, with the funky one, I think I like the funky one.
Better than the bunch.
It's the singular of the funky bunch.
I have used like, you know, like floopy or, you know, like weird words.
You make up words sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. And then
it can be hard to move off that word.
Yeah, because then you get it stuck in your head, because to you in your head it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if the person is like actively not explaining, I think you have to get a visual.
I think a visual would help. I think for me, it would be interrogating, like, can you give me an example of a time in which this person was funky?
Just kind of like generally, like, all, you know, he's always like...
Yeah, it's not like a specific thing that he does.
It's just kind of the way he is funky.
Here, does it help? Like, he carries himself in, like, a funky manner.
I don't like this.
It's infuriating.
So, this is a what do you call it? A deal breaker.
Well, this friend is attacking you.
Okay, this is your friend.
This friend is attacking you.
Honestly, I think you stop asking questions about this guy until you meet him.
This becomes a sore subject. Yeah, like, we can't talk about this
person. Gotcha. So you, as like the sort of friend, I don't know, what do you call it? What,
best friend?
Yeah, well, like your relationship with your best friend's SO. I don't know what that makes you, like your second cousins or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's second cousins.
Best friends once removed. So it's going to affect your best friends once removed ship from then on, because for years down the line, they could get married and you'll still think of him as the fucking funky one.
Yeah. But that's what she wants you to think.
Yeah.
I mean, here's
the thing. That's how she sees him, but she's putting that in your head.
To be fair, the second you meet him, you're like, shit, you know what?
He's
really funky.
Like, he hacky sacks.
Yeah.
He's wearing like a bandana.
Yeah.
He's funky.
He's funky. He smells like patchouli.
Mm. Yeah, he rides a penny board.
He's funky.
Your friend is right. Your friend is right. So what do you do?
I start calling him funky.
Do you apologize to your friend?
No.
No, because
she was being a jerk.
She was being a jerk. Like, she knew words. We just described his funkiness.
Also, if she couldn't describe, she would pull up a picture of him.
I think that would be a strategy, too. It's like, oh, let me see a pic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or, like, what's his Instagram?
it's just the letters. It's funky on a black background.
S0 underscore funky.
Oh, wait a minute.
So it's his brand that he's promoting and she's hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, so his brand is funky.
It's hashtag funky.
He actually owns multiple sweatshirts and t-shirts that just say funky.
And guess what? He spells it F-U-N-K-E-E.
Yeah. And when his car, and when his phone rings, it's Funky Colbenina.
No.
Oh. Wow. That's, I mean, some of the best cowbelling in hip hop history.
Okay. Wow. Are you funky?
Are you Mr. Funky?
I mean, that wasn't an unfunky statement. I'll admit. Declaring that the best cowbell.
You know what is like one of the least funky activities you can do?
Tennis.
What's that?
It's on the same lines of tennis.
Squash,
golfing.
Think more seasonal.
Okay.
Synchronized swimming.
That's a great one.
Or synchronized diving.
Okay. Mm. Think more winter.
Oh, figure skating.
Curling.
There's nothing funky about figure skating.
Curling is probably the least funky thing a body can do.
That's pretty funny. I would say it's kind of is funky.
What?
Curly? You're like, brush.
Oh, yeah, you're brushing, and your butt is out.
That is some funky
Your butt
moves.
Is out. That's
okay,
true.
All okay. right. So that's all too right. funky.
Revised.
I know. Mm. I know what it is. It's sitting in a building, drinking hot chocolate.
Okay.
While your friends are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, doing something. Skiing.
Oh, I think we landed on it.
Yeah, that's it. It's skiing. We're doing ski and chips.
Swish.
Literally, swish. The only reason is because we were like, January is winter, it's and cold. You ski in winter.
You could go skiing.
Mm-hmm. I did think, when trying to come up with a ski and chip, come up with what might be the funkiest part of skiing in fiction.
What?
The funkiest part of skiing in fiction.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Is it the outfits?
So it is outfit related. It is an outfit that a specific character wears in fiction. It is, I'm referring, of course, to Ned Flanders, who is wearing,
yes.
who's wearing a stupid, sexy outfit. Feels like he's wearing nothing at all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be the funkiest all. Part of skiing. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Is that your ship?
It's not my ship.
Okay, because it is mine.
It is.
what
do you ship stupid, sexy Flanders with?
So originally, I thought him and Homer. Because I thought they could both get a lot out of like an accidental homosexual encounter. You know, Homer being so homophobic historically, and we see it time and time again.
Right.
But then I think the stupid, sexy Flanders is like a little opening. Like, oh, is this a crack in the door that you know we can slide through? And then Flanders, obviously, you imagine with a lot of his religious beliefs that some homophobia
that would be
comes
hard
with
for him.
Yeah.
Is that before Maud dies or after?
I believe this is post-Maud death. I can't say with certainty.
I think it's pre-Maud death.
Is it pre?
I think so.
Okay, well, if it's pre-Maud death, then I would say just they go back to the cabin and they have some...
they just sort of together?
Yeah, they just have some funky Colmandina.
I like that okay. If,
yeah, and then my alternative was also on the mountain that weekend. Looking for a little strange is Disco Stew. So,
oh, I the term if, looking for a little strange is gross.
That's what Disco Stew does.
That's
what
know.
He,
yeah,
he that's, does not apologize for.
That's
it.
Right. I tell you what, that guy's funky.
He is funky. He is funky.
He is funky.
He is funky.
He's funky.
He's funky. You're right.
So, if Maud is alive, then her and Sexy Flanders, and if not, then I go ahead and slap Disco Stew in there.
Oh. So grody.
Sure, every now and then you just got to be like, either the ship works or you put Disco Stew in it. That'll be like our out from here on out. I don't know, either this works or Disco Stew's part of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
God. It would change every episode of Frasier so drastically. okay, so, but you brought up the stupid sexy Flanders, but that wasn't your ship.
That's not my ship.
All what right. is?
So my ship, we got to go back to some classic PC gaming.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little bit of a crossover ship, but staying within the medium, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to start with the Number Muncher. Y'all remember the Number Muncher?
Oh, it sounds dirty.
Here's the thing.
What?
I'm just worried. I'm worried.
You should
because I am familiar with the Number Muncher.
I don't know the Number Muncher.
Yes, he's only a mouth.
Mm. He's a mouth. He's also legs and
he
maybe eyes.
Very little legs and then eyes.
Right.
He's a little side
scroller.
Is he
related to
fella?
Math Blaster?
He's before Math Blaster.
He's okay. pre-Math Blaster, yeah. So like he moves around on like a maybe 5x5 grid. Maybe it's a little bit bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And
is
you
he
know,
green?
Yeah, he's green. And there's also like super munchers, but like
word munchers.
Yeah, word munchers, mm-hmm. which is basically where there are like there's a question at the top and then like all of the appropriate answers you can munch.
Okay.
Right? And you can eat them and there are like bad little things on the screen that like try to take you down.
Okay.
Okay. But even a number muncher or a super muncher, whatever.
Oh, he's
thank
cute.
You.
Oh, you know what? I maybe did play this game.
Even he needs some time away from constant munching. So he yeah. goes on a vacation.
See,
yeah, there you go.
He goes on vacation.
Sure.
And he's like, you know, I'm an active guy. I spend all day running around, munching all the words or numbers or whatever that I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take an active vacation too. I'm going to go skiing.
Okay.
And he's skiing. He's slaloming back and forth.
Oh.
And he gets to, you know, what is obviously the end of the course. And he's like, oh, I can keep skiing here forever. And so he's skiing forever. He loves it. And then from behind some trees emerges a Yeti.
No!
And the Yeti chases him
what?
Down.
There's no way around that Yeti.
There's no way around this
right,
Yeti.
Right, right,
for
right,
years,
right.
there's no way.
Okay, this is the Yeti from Ski Free. Also early PC gaming.
Yes, quite possibly the greatest skiing game ever
mm-hmm.
made.
And like the greatest pack-in game ever.
Yeah.
Better than Minesweeper. Better than Solitaire,
yes.
I'll say.
Minesweeper is super fun.
The Solitaire is also...
It's like the action sports Minesweeper.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the features of it is, first of all, the actual...
Yeah, that's that is a great
that's
image.
Him. He's two circles, of basically.
So Kelly has been pulling up visual aids for Patrick's ship this whole time.
Thank you. It's helping tremendously.
Do yourself a favor. Look up the Number Muncher and the Ski Free Yeti because they're hilarious.
Yeah, and it'll only help you understand the ship even better.
I'm just wondering, does Number Muncher mix business with pleasure?
Wait, but he's only on a pleasure trip.
I know, but so he's running away to I like stop to, all that munching.
Well, so I like here's, to think that munching oh, numbers is his he, business. And
so you're like, does he munch when he's off the clock?
Here's the thing.
Does he munch for free?
Normally, when that Yeti catches up with you, because he does.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. does every time.
Yeah, Colin can't get past him.
He no one can. He picks you up.
I haven't played this game yet.
Wow. You know what? Pull that shit up. We can spend the rest of the episode watching Bogey get eaten by that goddamn Yeti.
She's insisting that she's, I can do it this time. The Yeti picks you up and like eats you in one bite. Aww. Some would say he munches you.
Okay, so they can relate.
Yeah, so they find something in common. They both love to munch. And so they go and wait behind a tree for the next skier who gets a little bit too far.
Oh,
and
no.
Then they chase him down together.
Do they munch him together?
Can I pitch a little?
Can they munch him like
from either side?
Yeah. Like
spaghetti like style? Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to pitch a meet cute. So Number Muncher is skiing down. The Yeti picks him up, is about to munch him. And then
the muncher starts to munch.
Muncher opens his mouth to munch, and they just accidentally have like an adorable open mouth munchy kiss.
It's cute.
And that's how they meet.
I love it. And then from then on, they just munch, you know, skiers together.
Wait, hold on. Does Number Muncher quit his job? He just moves to the mountain?
I mean, I think they split their time, right? Okay. They spend some time at the mountain, and then they spend some time, you know, number munching. Like, because the Yeti has only ever known this sort of like aimless munching, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if he can get his munching directed towards like a purpose.
Okay.
He can teach kids, you know, multiples of three.
Yeah.
I think that's a good application
Six,
of his skill.
12. Yeah.
So on 15.
Someone knew a Yeti growing up.
That's my ski ship.
Love it.
Nice.
Kelly, you got a ski ship?
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. So, so mine is like. I was like skis, ships, and then I was thinking about snow. So mine are more like snowish.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say they go skiing one time. That's how we'll solve that. Okay. So
I feel dismissed.
Yeah. So Prince Hans has just finished like, you know, like swindling.
This is of Frozen.
Of Frozen.
Oh, okay.
Has just finished swindling Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anna.
Anna. That's right. And, you know, he's like running off. He's in a carriage. He's like in the snow in the carriage. Mm-hmm. The carriage doesn't account for like a big snowdrift and just like plomps.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And falls over
oh.
into this snowdrift. The horses are spooked. They run away.
They get unhooked.
Yeah, they get unhooked and they get run.
Well, the carriage breaks when it
yeah,
falls
the thing okay. that connects to the horses.
Oh, so
right.
the horses
are fine, thank goodness.
They still have like a little
they
bit of rain trail behind
shit.
Them, but only a little bit.
Only
we'll
a little bit.
Together for years.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. So they go together and then they go to a nearby town.
Ah, okay.
And then a friendly farmer takes them in and it's fine.
Lovely.
However,
uh-huh.
he gets bonked. He's bonked on the head. He's trapped in there.
Oh.
Someone opens the door mm-hmm. and rescues him.
Who could it be?
He comes to.
And the Number Muncher is standing.
Mouth agape.
And the first thing he hears is, I'm your biggest fan.
Who is Hans's biggest fan?
It's fucking Annie Wilkes.
From Misery?
What?
Shipped, signed, and received. That's
so
wonderful.
So she starts, like, you know, trying to trap him and whatever. And then he realizes, like, he's tapping into a kink he didn't know he had.
Oh, he likes it.
He likes being, he, like.
Well, and he wants to be taken care of, right? Like, that's
yes.
what his whole grift is about.
Yeah. So she is feeding him all this stuff. She's like, how he's like bedbound because he experienced an injury.
Does she just say I'm your biggest fan to everyone she catches, or does she actually
this is a coincidence.
This is again confirmation bias. We've seen it twice.
There's like actually like eight other people she's found that okay. she doesn't say it to.
She's like, she's I've never heard of him.
She has heard of him.
She's like a royalist. So she follows the royal families. So she's really into him. And so at first,
she has
like,
so many interests.
She's a well-rounded individual.
She both reads books and follows the royals.
She's like, do you think all I do is read your books? I also like the royals.
She like points and then there's like a family tree with fucking Prince Hans, like a target drawn over him. So she's like, you know, doing her like creepy shit. And then but she doesn't see it as creepy, right? Because this whole time she thinks she's being helpful. Mm-hmm. Guess what? He loves it. So
does she have to injure him, or does he stay?
She doesn't hobble him. Okay,
thank goodness. But they do engage in some like sub dom stuff.
Sure.
Can you describe their ski trip?
Okay. So he's a little nervous because he got into like, you know, he's been injured and this is his first time out.
Mm-hmm. In the snow and stuff.
Yeah. And he's still like traumatized from his last time in the snow.
But like he was like raised skiing. So like he knows that it's like in his, so he's like a little nervous to get back to something that he knows he's good at and be bad at it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And here's the thing. She's a little nervous because every time she brings someone she captures skiing, they run away. Right. So she's nervous because
she's
like,
really scary for
so
her.
So she's like, is he going to run away? So he starts skiing like really fast and she can't keep up. So she's like, oh no. And then she thinks she's lost him. But then she's like looking around and then she feels like a little like spray of snow. And he like has done that thing where it's like, and like stops. And then she like falls over and then he helps her up. And he's like, oh, it looks like I'm helping you up this time. And then
he doesn't say I'm your biggest fan.
That would have been nice. Oh.
And then she like is like waiting and he's like, shit, sorry.
Oh, shit.
And then he puts her back down. He puts her back down and then he's like, I'm your biggest fan. And then she's like, oh, really? Oh, gosh, Mr. Oh. And then she makes a prime rib dinner and then he loves it.
Of course he does.
And he doesn't try and poison her wine. And she like they stay holed up in. And they have like it is one of those houses that everyone's afraid of.
Yeah,
this is like a
well, and they're
weird...
both still kind of evil.
Can I ask this whole time is James Caan still locked in the bedroom while they're having their romance?
So this is where we go into an AU. But it's one where James Caan exists, and they both capture him.
Awesome.
Oh, because so then the events of Misery play out.
Well, no, but differently they don't because he doesn't win.
Because guess?
Oh yeah, sure.
Guess who's the one who's actually wanting to capture James Caan?
Hans,
because he wants money. Right. He's like, write me, like,
because he's
send your bonds
to get,
over to me.
Because he's trying to gather resources so he can like storm the castle and finally take back Arendelle. Yes,
that sounds right. And then he's like, I want you to be the royalty you deserve to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know they'll never accept us, so I'll make them accept us. And she's like, oh, golly. And then,
Kathy Bates is so good.
Yeah. She's so good. Awesome. And also that movie's amazing. Yeah. I just watched it like a couple months ago for the first time.
The book is really good too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's
if you like Stephen King.
It just seems like such a like actual true nightmare of Stephen King's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm sure some fans have like been very creepy to him,
or he's done enough cocaine that he's convinced himself.
I'm sure
that people were coming to get him.
Things can be true, Colin.
Yeah,
I mean,
two things can be true.
He inspires a lot of diverse feelings in people.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't be surprised if he had met some Annies.
I'm sure. Yeah. So that's my ship.
That's a good ship. Yeah. I like that
Thank
one.
You.
Normally, when you spend 10 minutes warning us about how creepy and gross your ship's gonna be. It is, but this is lovely.
Well, they do freaky shit in their house.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But
it's consensual. Neither of them is
they
trapped.
Like, yeah, they are both liking it.
Yeah.
Right. And they inflict it on each other. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. And no, neither of them is a giant.
Bogey, what's your ski ship?
Okay, so my ski ship is actually kind of interesting because it's like a secondary ship of a greater ship.
Ooh.
That I'm not even sure that I fully ship because I have this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You probably shouldn't marry the person that you date in middle school.
Ooh.
Agreed.
Unless.
What? Oh, hometown hero. come home from.
Okay, yeah, but that's, you're a grown up. I'm saying you shouldn't
continue.
Oh, you shouldn't get married as a middle schooler.
Or, agreed. Okay, or here's an example. So, like, say you guys meet in fourth grade, and at first you guys don't like each other at all. But then your show continues through middle school and high school, and then you start dating in middle school, and then you retcon it. So it's as if you started dating your kindergartners, but you did not. Because I remember you thought she was flighty and weird. You did not want to date her.
Can I ask a question? Did you meet this person in Miss Bliss's class?
No, it's an interesting guess.
Oh, okay.
You literally met this person in kindergarten. But the class we watched you have over and over, starting like in, maybe it was fifth grade, sixth grade, you had Mr. Feeney.
Yeah.
Over and over. And
so you're shipping the boy with the world on this one?
No, friend. This is a ski ship. I'm shipping when Corey and Topanga go to the ski trip, and then Corey gets a busted ankle, I think.
Uh-huh.
And hangs out all night talking to Lauren.
Yes.
Played by Linda Cardellini.
Oh.
And they have just like, they just connect. And he's been dating the same girl since they were, again, retconned, but since they were in kindergarten. So everyone he knows at school just thinks of him as like Corey and Topanga. And now he is just connecting with another human, like probably you're always supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a great night. They talk all night. And he doesn't really mention he has a girlfriend. And so I think she kisses him like at dawn, like in the morning.
A kiss at dawn.
And then before
high school ski trip, who doesn't want to kiss at dawn on a high school ski trip?
After talking all night and then like, didn't realize it was all night. And then she gives him a letter essentially being like, I really like you. Like this night that we had was so cool. Like, I'm so glad I met you.
Does she not go to school with him?
No, I think she maybe lives at the ski resort or something.
Like the Yeti.
She's like the Yeti.
Like the Yeti.
It's sort of.
So my two dads, Yeti and Number Muncher.
She could be their offspring. And so.
They could run a ski lodge together. Number Muncher would handle the like accounting.
And the Yeti would murder the guests.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But of course, Topanga finds the letter. And she's like, what do you mean you're up all night talking to this girl? He's like, yeah. And then Topanga, in one of the most manipulative bullshit things to happen on what?
Boy Meets World.
It's Anna.
ABC?
TGIF?
TGIF. Thank you. I was like, I couldn't remember the name of the block. I was like, it's not SNCC. Okay. So one of the most manipulative things ever is she's like, okay, it's understandable that you had other feelings. Like, I get it. So if you want, like, you should, you know, see her. Because that's the other thing. She was coming to town. And she's like, if you want, you should see her.
This is a trap.
And you can, like, see if there's feelings, if that's what you want to do. And then and then we'll talk. So then he does see her and he likes her. But he's also like, I'm in love with Topanga. Like, it was nice to spend time with you, Lauren. But, like, peace. So then Topanga shows up and he's like.
To Chubbies, where presumably
Chubbies,
they
but
were.
Lauren is gone.
Okay.
So it's just Topanga and Corey. And Corey's like, I talked to her. And you're right, Topanga, you're like the most important person to me. Of course, I don't want to be this other person. It meant nothing. Like, and even seeing her just reinforced that you're the most important person to me. And Topanga's like, oh, I'm sorry. We're broken up. I don't want to be with somebody who isn't sure about me. And she's like, no. And he's crying now. Poor little Red Savage is crying. And he's like, no, but I chose you. I you're the one I want to be with. And she's like, yeah, but you had to figure it out. You had to find out about this other girl. Like, it's too late.
You know, he spent his whole life with you. So
also, like, you tell someone to do something and they do it, you cannot break up with them because of it.
I think in her mind, she was already like,
she was saying we're breaking up.
She was thinking we're broken up. Like, yeah, you should see her.
I don't know.
But it is incumbent on her to make that clear to him.
I don't think she has to. I think if she's going to break up with him, she's going to break up with him.
But you should say, I'm breaking up with you, at the very least.
I think it is better to say I'm breaking up with you. But I think in her mind, she was breaking up. It was.
Yeah.
Because he also kissed this other girl and like whatever. Kept it a secret. So like, I think she was already done.
He's definitely being bad before.
Yeah. Well, no, but I think in her mind, it was She's the fracture dead. Was already there. And he thought it wasn't over yet.
And he could have possibly redeemed himself in her eyes by saying, I don't need to see her. I don't want to see her because I only want you.
But this robs him of the opportunity to actually have happiness with Lauren, right?
That's because why the ship is him and Lauren, because he needed to break up with Topanga. Honestly, the fact that they get married in their freshman year of college, first, she chooses not to go to Harvard so she can go to dumb school with him. Which is like, come on, girl, you should be at a good school. Like,
don't you want to be taught college level courses by an elementary school teacher?
I mean,
who lives next door to your parents? They really push that one as far as you could take it.
But yeah, they they live in married student housing. It's a whole thing. Here's the thing.
Married student they housing. They do. Oh, they're such upstanding young Christians.
It's ridiculous. She should have gone away to college. And then he could have gone away to a different college.
Yeah.
She was really smart. Anyway, so I ship him and Lauren. And the idea of like the night where you're just like talking all night and you lose track of time and you don't really know each other from school. Yeah. But like, yeah.
So I do like that night. I hate that he does it with, like, well, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
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 I think, yes. But I think he also is just his identity. Like, he's never been on a date.
Yeah. Like, he's got a lot of learning outside of that relationship to do.
So, like, because when I think of what it must be like for Corey, at least in the retcon version where they dated since kindergarten, it's like, literally everyone he knows.
What does that even mean, dated since kindergarten?
That's like what the rhetoric becomes when they're about to get married and when she's about to go to Harvard and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden you start hearing things like, but we've been in love since kindergarten. We've been dating since kindergarten. It's like, not really. You were frenemies at best when the show started.
She was a little snot. I liked her. But she was a little snot.
Her and Minkus were the it couple.
She and Minkus were better friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not worth a rewatch, but like, I'm glad I experienced it.
How much Boy Meets
time.
World is there?
Eight seasons?
Something like that.
That's a lot of show.
It's a lot of show. You would probably hate it. There's like weird gender stuff now coming to it. I mean, there's delights of it. Like, he has an older brother, and at first, in the early seasons, his older brother is like cool, smart, like suave, like on the ball, like Mr. Campus. And then when they go to college,
miss that campus.
They make the older brother like insane. Yeah. Like at one point, he just starts talking to squirrels and like communicating with them. And it's really fun to watch, but it's also like, you are now an insane person.
It's a very steep transition. You know, he starts like, he's like, all right, you got like four seasons. He's like the cooler brother. He's talking to him about girls and trying to teach him how to do his hair. And then like by season four or five, he's starting to get dumb.
Yeah.
And by season six, he's talking to fucking squirrels. He's
legitimately. And you're like, he's supposed to be in college too, but you're like, I don't know.
No.
They also introduced Matthew Lawrence at a certain point, which was also a highlight of my youth.
Sean Hunter's half-brother.
Half-brother and real-life brother of Joey Lawrence. To give you guys context. I didn't know, because you guys didn't react big enough when I said Matthew Lawrence, so I wanted to make sure.
You may know him as the little...
Joey Lawrence is...
Blossom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was spacing out because you were talking to squirrels, and I was like, why do I have an image in my head of a squirrel skiing? And it's the water skiing squirrel.
Yes.
Oh, from America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah.
I'd ship it. I don't know, Bob Saget.
I thought about water skiing for my ship, but I don't know if I ship that much water skiing. It kind of grosses me out.
Yeah.
Why? Because like,
all I could think of was like people dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, like in Sleepaway Camp.
Yep. That's what I thought of.
The opening sequence.
Yep.
See, I immediately thought of Goofy in a Goofy movie.
Do you ship Goofy with anyone?
You know what? It's hard because I want him. Clearly, all he wants is to like spend time with his son and think about his dead wife. And if that's what makes Goofy happy, then
You know who that means that we ship Goofy with? Ned fucking Flanders.
No.
Oh God.
Stupid sexy Flanders and Goofy.
Yes. I can't support this.
Why not?
Goofy.
Don't give me that Goofy as a dog bullshit.
No. She was going to say Goofy's like an idiot or something.
Uh-oh. No, Goofy is a sweet, kind person. He does not need to be invited into a cult, which is what the Flanders are.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The Flanders
have
fun.
Some like Manson energy
they
going
have some
on.
Manson energy. They're very
wholesome.
You can't be in that family unit and not fall into their religion. I'm not into it. Two thumbs down.
Okay, well,
Max would be so unhappy.
Max
oh,
would
God.
Not.
Max Poor would Max. Be living next door to Bart Simpson.
Max
he'd be having the time of his life.
No, like, Max
would
not.
Drive him insane.
Max
here's
would be
thing.
Going to his bedroom, mm-hmm. which he probably has to share with those fucking
all
brothers.
Those creepos.
Todd and Todd. Oof. No, I don't think in this rough. Scenario, Max lives at home. I
okay,
think he crashes at Pauly Shore, the dog's house, for mm-hmm. like a semester and a half until yeah. he graduates high school, and then he's gone.
Wait, but maybe... Okay, I know I'm making Max a little young.
Okay.
But maybe he's a little young. Maybe I ship Max and Lisa.
So this is like a Goof Troop, Max.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, like
that's
Goof Troop.
Cute.
Like not by Goofy movie. He's like,
yeah,
he's
like a junior
high
in high school.
School
yeah.
But like, and maybe they're just like friends.
I mean, we could do like college age Max and Lisa from the future, the year 2016.
Oh my God.
When she's in college and going to marry Hugh.
Mm. Yeah.
But instead,
she meets Max.
She runs into Max at a party.
Do you think she would take Max seriously? Because he's kind of like
he's kind of goofy, but
he's kind of goofy.
But he's smart. So that's the thing is, she would first. I think she would underestimate him, and she'd be like, "Oh my God, I have no dumb people. Like I grew up with a dumb person,
right?"
And then,
so what has to happen after the botched wedding to Hugh? Because
yes.
that's the thing that Hugh could never like meet her halfway on.
Yeah.
Was like, here's my idiot family.
Oh my God.
And then she meets Max.
Oh my God.
And Max is like, idiot family, girl, I got you beat.
It's like, my dog dad is fucking a Christian man who lives next door to you.
Okay, once Max is out of the house, I guess I can go, I don't know. I want Goofy to have a partner who's gonna like
who's
love
better
his
goofiness. Than Ned Flanders
I
even
think...
though Ned Flanders sometimes wears his stupid sexy ski outfit
right. He's not wearing it all the time
but
no,
sometimes
but he's got that bod underneath.
He does have a bod but it mm-hmm. is a cult. It is seriously like some like his kids are like the fucking children of the corn. Like this is like messed
no I don't
up.
Wish this on... unless I don't,
I don't
wish
think
this
Goofy, I don't think Goofy
up.
Would know the difference. I think
you think
would
that's
be,
better he's
I think Goofy would be fucking cock blind and
he's,
would just go with
oh
it.
Oh my God, then this is the perfect cult member. He's dying first in the cult death
in the suicide.
Yeah.
You think the Flanders are gonna like lead a suicide cult?
I think it'll be like an accident.
Kind of like when Maude gets hit by that t-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
An accident.
Wait.
No, it's an accident. What do you
hold
mean?
Hold on, wait a minute. What?
What are you?
What are you saying?
What are you saying, Colin?
Colin.
What
do you know, Colin?
Hey, guys.
No. What do you know?
No, it was Homer's fault.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.